is to support her economy. Growth at home.
All right, this is proudly sponsored by FNB. Growth at Home is taking a different turn today because what we are speaking about is an opportunity for young Namibians, and that is the all-pairing opportunity, opening out the world to you. And we're speaking today to a lady to hear about her experience, Waduva Rukoro, who's been all-pairing in Europe for the past 3.5 years, and she's now found out she's now done all-pairing and now works for an agency where they actually help girls get overseas and travel the world and see the world through, giving out their services as au pairs. Waduva, it's so nice to have you in studio.
Thank you for having me.
You've already got a fan listening. Somebody says, Waduva, we love you.
Oh, no, wow, hi.
Okay, so let's share, because you and I have briefly already spoken, and there's a lot, okay, mm-hmm. Au pairing. How did you get into it? You've spent 3.5 years in Europe. You've traveled Europe. How did you get into it?
So basically, I think I saw an ad on Facebook.
Yeah.
An agency was advertising the possibility or the options of au pairing abroad. And I was like, okay, what is this? Because I always wanted to travel. I always loved traveling. So I thought, okay, what is this? So I looked it up first, Google search, what is au pairing? What is this? And so after that, after getting the idea of what it was, I contacted the lady, and mm-hmm. she was at the time when I contacted her, she was having like orientations.
Okay.
And so we could go in like information days, so we could go in and get some information and meet who is this person that's like gonna take us abroad, right? And so with that, we went to the orientation, we got the information, we got the idea of what it is like, we saw how because they've placed other girls, so we could also see like, okay, these other people who actually went to do this, even if it's people we didn't know. It was still very kind of like scary because, you know, you don't know anybody that has done it before. In my community or in my circle, I didn't know anybody who had gone through the au pair. So I was like, okay, but I still wanted to do it.
Because everybody now proceeds with caution. I mean, it's human trafficking. You hear horror stories. 17 Namibian girls went to Middle Eastern countries and mm-hmm. then they had to be traced and come back. So everybody proceeds with caution. And I love that when you sent us the email, you say you see so many Namibians, especially the youth,
mm-hmm.
who are idle and hopeless, but there is this world of au pairing in Europe that is open for young Namibians who might not have, like your story, the mm-hmm. funds to study mm-hmm. was what catapulted you into the world of au pairing.
Yeah. So, like I said, basically, I was studying. I was in my second year, couldn't really afford it anymore. I didn't get the NSFAF loan. So it was like, okay, I can't continue with school. I can't stay. The job I had wasn't paying like a lot of money. So I had to, you know, make a way. So with the au pairing, I thought, okay, I could go pay off school. And still, because with being an au pair, you don't pay bills. You don't really have expenses. Everything is paid for by the family. So the little pocket money that you get usually is for you to keep, and if you convert the pocket money we get is like 6,000 or whatever, so you'll be like, okay, I can do something with this compared to what I was getting for a full-time job. And so that was basically my biggest motivation, was to be able to pay off my school and also while doing that have fun, travel, whatever, have some money.
All right, I'm trying to run through in my head of questions that I know parents are listening, they're like, wonderful opportunity to take a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
You only went to au pair at the age of 27, and I thought, oh, these are usually school leavers that they're targeting.
Yeah, no, so basically the au pair program is open for people between the ages of 18 and 30.
Wow.
And yeah, so I found out about it quite late. I would have loved to have gone a bit earlier because mm-hmm. like 27 is like, I'm almost 30, like, and I was working and everybody was like, what are you doing? You're 27, you're like an old lady, you have like a you have your whole apartment or whatever, and you have things. You're packing up to go live in somebody's house and watch kids. I'm like, I'm doing it. And so,
So the countries you got to travel to in your 3.5 years, where did you get to go?
Ooh, okay. So my first year, 2019, I went to Paris, I went to Dubai, I went to Malaysia. That was my first year. And then Belgium, Germany, I've been to Greece, I've been to Italy, Spain, Portugal.
Wow.
Switzerland. I've been.
You've traveled to Europe. Been. And you know that they say that the best education sometimes is just traveling the world. And this is a wonderful opportunity.
It is.
What were the families like?
Okay. So au pairing can be very, it's complex because you're living with people who don't know your culture. It's most of the time it's white people. And yes, like, there is also white and black and white.
European.
Okay?
You're in Europe. Exactly. And European exactly. Families, okay.
So, but it, with the agents or whatever, there's white and black au pairs, right? But we went into white families, and with culture, there was like a lot of things that were like different. For example, kids would, because of the openness that they want to create with their children,
yeah,
they like would shout and whatever to their parents. I'm just like, if I did that to my mother, I would be packing. Exactly. And so I was always shocked. Like, these kids talk to their parents like this?
Right.
What? So there was a lot of cultural shock.
And how did the kids talk to you?
The kids, because I feel like the kids treat you the way you allow them to. So as an au pair, when you get into the home, you have to set boundaries. You have to be like, okay, you don't cross these.
And when the parents watch you set those boundaries, how did that go?
They also, I've had very supportive host families. They always like, what did Z say? What did Waluva say? And if what I said always went. And I'm very like, I communicate a lot, and it's on the table as soon as I get into the room. So with that, I didn't really have a lot of problems. But families are quite complex. I've had a few experiences where it was a match. I've gone into families where I just didn't fit in, and after a month of staying with them, I was out of there because it was just not working.
And what happens when you don't fit with a family?
When you don't fit with a family, with the agency, usually we have conflict resolutions. We try to see what is the problem, how can that be sorted out, and if you really still feel like you can't stay, you it's really not working, the agency usually takes you out and place you into a different family.
How many opportunities do you have to be like, this is not a fit for me? That do you get?
I think they said like three or four times
that you don't fit with the family. If you have any questions about au pairing, an opportunity that is offered to young Namibians, maybe you're finding it hard to fund your studies, maybe you're not ready to go and study and you think, I would like to travel the world, like Waluva Rukoro, then you can ask her the question. Now is the opportunity. 083-00-00-967. This is FNB Growth at Home. We are providing you with information on the au pair program that is available with Waluva Rukoro.
Don't miss Pick and Pay's August deals now on
SBS number one hit music station.
If you've just joined us, you're joining us for part two of our conversation with Waluva Rukoro, who has been an au pair in Europe for the past 3.5 years, got the opportunity to travel that continent quite extensively, and now she's back home. She is currently working for an au pair agency. We need to know the name.
So the agency's name is called World Voyage.
World Voyage.
Yes.
Okay. And have you placed girls currently who are now getting ready or have au paired in Europe at the moment?
Yes. I've placed quite a few girls, like personally for the girls I've worked with, or like over 5 to probably 10. And I have my next girl flying out next week, Tuesday, to Norway. She's Shwambo speaking. And she's super excited about that.
Okay, so let me ask this question, because I'm trying to think of all the questions my listeners might have. Au pairing opportunities are only available to women.
Yes.
Okay, and we got the age criteria is 18 to 30. And that's how long you have. Okay,
yes.
So what are the requirements? If there is a girl listening right now, or parents like saying, oh, I'd love my daughter to travel the continent of Europe au pairing, what are the requirements that you need?
Okay, so the basic requirements, one should be between the ages of 18 and 30. You should have matric, like grade 12, or the current grade 11, because now the things changed here in Namibia.
Okay.
And then you shouldn't have any children of your own, unfortunately. And you should have some babysitting experience. Some countries, so these are basic requirements. So then they get a bit broad once we get into the different countries and the different programs. Like Germany would require you to have like an A1 German certificate. America would require you to have a driver's license. So the other requirements, then I usually send those via email so people can then see what else they would need for the country that they're interested in.
Is there any options you would have as an au pair about being placed with a certain family? Like, you know, if parents are uncomfortable, like, you know, I would like them to be of this religion, or are there any sort of
religion? That's a tough one, because
right?
Yeah, a lot of European families aren't really religious,
right?
Firstly, and then secondly, they don't really care what you do with your off time. If you want to go to church on Sunday, even if they are not religious,
that's
you
your
can
business.
Go to church. Yes,
okay.
Yes. All so right. Yes, you do have options. You can say that, okay, no, I don't want to work for a single dad, or I don't want to be an au pair for two moms or two dads. I don't want to. I want like a stable mom and dad family. You have these kind of options, or you can even say, okay, no, I just like to au pair for a family that has one kid, two kids, or even three kids. So you decide. With the application form that we send, there's always like specifics so that we know what your preference is and give you what you want.
So you having au paired for 3.5 years, now working for World Voyage as an agency and placing goals yourself, what in your opinion makes for a good au pair?
You have to be very, very open-minded. If you're not open-minded, like I said earlier, if you're not open-minded, you're not open to the experience. If you go very closed off, whatever is happening is just going to shock you. It's just going to be like, okay, now this is not working. But it's because you're very closed off. But as soon as you open up, you're going to have the best time.
Sure.
Yeah.
And what has been the highlight for you for having gone, not being able to fund your studies, you decided to take the risk? Your mom, how did she feel about it?
That's a good one. My mom was so much against it. As soon as I said Europe abroad, she said, to who? Who's there? Who do you know?
Right.
And I'm like, but mom, it's a program. People do it. And she's like, nope, not having it. You're not going, human trafficking, this and that. And I was just like, yo, because now I also need money. Like, I'm not going to do this by myself, you know, and I also need the blessing from her. And so it took me probably like 3-4 even probably I don't know. It took me a while to convince her that it was okay to go. It took her a while to get used to the idea. She only probably got used to it, or like she made peace with it when she spoke to the family that I'd matched with, because unfortunately I had decided to go through with it even though she didn't want me to. And by the time I had, when I went back to like, okay mom, I'm leaving, I got a family, I'm leaving in January, and then like we did a video call, she spoke to them a couple of times, and she was like, okay, now this is good, okay, this could work, okay. And so she was still very skeptical even till when I went, until I got there and she saw that I'm alive and well, I have a room, I'm not in a cage, whatever the case is. And then she was like, okay, this is great.
Let's talk quickly language barriers. What happens then, obviously, because I mean you are sending young women off to countries like the Netherlands, right? Obviously the United States is English.
France, for example.
What happens then with the language barriers?
Okay, so because it's a cultural exchange program, the au pair program, the families usually pay for your language course. You do get the opportunity to study the language of the country you're going to. And so I did take a Dutch course when I arrived. Dutch is like Afrikaans. So after a month or two, I was like, okay, no, I'm not doing this, because I'm literally sitting in a class with things I understand. I'm not going to do this. So, but they do pay for your language.
All right. So, Viva, you are currently in Namibia and you're currently providing those opportunities to young Namibians. If people want to ask you questions, want to get to find out and know more, by the way, you also have an awesome YouTube channel.
Thank you.
How do they get in touch with you or World Voyage?
I'm going to give my direct cell phone number right now. So my direct cell phone number is 081-30-50879. This is the number you can contact me on, 081-30-50879. I also have an email address. We also have a website. You can just go to www.worldvoyage.co. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can find information with the different countries and testimonials and everything else. The company, we will find our faces on there. We're everywhere on it. And yeah.
What I will do is I'll post this conversation up with her contact details on our social media. She is currently in the country, but she's going back to the Netherlands because you found a husband in the Netherlands. We love it for you. Waduba Rukoro, she works for World Voyage, talking about an opportunity available to young Namibians. If you are feeling idle at the moment and you're a little bit hopeless, maybe the world of au pairing could offer you a different opportunity outside of the country. Waduba, thank you so much for coming. And sharing your experience with all of us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Proudly brought to you by FNB. That was Growth at Home, taking a different twist.
To love Namibia is to support her economy.